This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. It's a great joy to share 4.5 minutes this morning with you. Yesterday morning, I was talking about this amazing man called Rodriguez, who has been a tremendous success in his singing, songwriting, a Mexican songwriter, and yet has no feeling whatever at all about being a success. And so I was talking about this rather unusual man with his sense of success. What is success? Well, some years back, Zig Ziglar was a motivational speaker, very well known at the time, and he says that success is closing the door of your office at the end of the day, knowing that you've done a good job and knowing that those that interacted with you have had a positive experience. It's looking forward to getting home and seeing the people you love, or turning out the lights and saying to yourself, well, it just doesn't get much better than this. So he's talking about balance. He said success is directly related to having a balanced life. If any one area of your life is out of sync, he says, all the areas of your life suffer. So success is certainly a very personal thing. It's not the key to happiness. Albert Schweitzer said that. He said happiness is the key to success. If you love what you're doing, you will be successful. So what I want to say this morning is that, and what this is important, success is discovering God's purpose for your life and then achieving those purposes. It's not about material acquisition. Success is purposeful living. If I have a look at the Bible, for example, when King David was about to die, his son Solomon, he gave this advice. He said, "Do what the Lord your God commands and follow his teaching. Obey everything written in the law of Moses. Then," and here's the then, "you will be a success no matter what you do or where you go." That's from 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 3. So notice that David didn't tell his son to build up his kingdom or get greater armies or to gather wealth from other lands or to defeat his enemies. No, his formula for success was what? To follow God and obey God. And when Solomon became king, he didn't ask the Lord for wealth and power. But what did he ask for? He asked for wisdom and discernment so that he could lead God's people. So God was very pleased by this request and granted it. And Solomon was a man known for his wisdom and understanding heart more than any other man had before. So God gave Solomon the things that he didn't ask for, actually, riches and honor among men. You can see that in 1 Kings 3. So obviously Solomon took his father's advice to heart, at least for most of his reign. And in Proverbs we read things like, "Do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man." So what that means is by obeying God, we find success. So do you want to be successful? Well, the Westminster Shorter Catechism says that man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Very simple, isn't it? But anyone who's learned to glorify and enjoy God can consider themselves to be successful. Very simple definition. It doesn't mean that you're sloppy at work or that you're not interested in life that goes on every day, but it does mean that you have a divine mission, a sense to love God and to serve other people. So the Bible makes it clear that success is in becoming who you are. The great apostle Paul, here's another example from the New Testament, spent his life chasing after success. He was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He had the right philosophy. He did everything that his world wanted him to do to be successful. But in the end, he said, look, it's just mere garbage. It's rubbish. Everything in his culture told him that he was successful, but he was an empty man until one day he met Jesus. He met Jesus on the Damascus Road, and Jesus changed his whole life. It was really like what Jesus said, "What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul?" So God requires faithfulness and obedience to him, and I think that's the answer. Well, dear Lord, you've given us so much. You've given us a mind with which to think through the great issues of life. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to think through what success really is. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.